Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, this sermon is based on our epistle reading read earlier from Philippians chapter 3. Paul says, at the very end here, verse 13, he says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Some of you may know this. When I was in college, I was a rower. I rowed on the crew team at college, and eights mostly. And rowing is a sport, well, in the fall, you have these long races that are about 18 to 20 minutes long, about 1,200 strokes on the oar. And in the spring, you have these sprint races. They're about 6 minutes, just about 6 minutes, because much shorter, 6 minutes, about maybe 240 strokes at the most, maybe a little bit more if you're going into headwind. And the thing about rowing, and it's like some other sports, in the sprint race, after the first maybe 45 to 60 seconds, your body goes anaerobic, which means that you can't breathe fast enough, and your heart and your blood can't go through your muscles fast enough to take away all of the excess carbon dioxide and stuff that builds up there. So you go anaerobic, and your muscles are still firing, but lactic acid starts to build up. It's like hockey when you've been skating as hard as you can back and forth, and it starts to get painful. And as you go through the race, it's like the larger muscles in your body, like in rowing, it's your legs that you feel at first. And it's almost like somebody is sticking pins in or needles into your legs. Okay? It gets painful. And the longer you go, the more pain that builds up. It's the lactic acid building up. Or so my coach told me. And I believe him. But you know that this is coming, okay? My coach said, okay, you know this is coming, so how are you going to react to that? There's going to come a point in every race, and the harder you row, the sooner it comes, where he said, you're going to have one of two reactions. It's called a fight or flight reaction, okay? You can either give in to the pain and back off, okay? Or you can face it squarely, okay? That's what he would say, the fight response. And embrace it and take it on and just give it your all anyway as you're straining towards the finish line, okay? Paul says, strain towards the finish line. Press on through this. So this is what this reminds me of. And I don't know if you've ever seen the Olympic rowing events where the guys get to the end, they get to the finish line, and you see them all like collapse back, you know, because they're totally out of breath, you know, and they've given it their all, okay? And that's kind of the goal, to give it your all. And I will tell you, sometimes in over the course of 4 years of rowing, there were times when I got to that fight or flight where I just kind of ran away from the pain. It's like, okay, I'm going to row hard, but I'm not going to increase the pain level. Of course, you don't tell the other guys that you're doing that. Because then they're pulling your weight, right? They're pulling your share of the load. But nevertheless, in those races, true confessions, guess what I did at the end of the race? It's a lie, right? It's really kind of a lie. So Paul says, press on, strain towards the goal, which is the upward call of Christ. So what does that mean? So here we are in the season of Lent, right? 40 days. 40 days is like a long rowing race, okay? And it seems like it's filled with all these pins and needles of pain and repentance. It's like, I don't want to hear about this anymore, Pastor. I know my sin, okay? Maybe your life is like that. Maybe your life is like a rowing race that you can't wait to get to the end. Maybe it's like a whole lifetime of suffering, you know? And there's physical suffering and Paul calls it discomforts of the flesh. Yeah, there's physical suffering, and I know many of you have suffered through physical pain, very serious physical pain. And then there's mental pain and anguish, depression and anxiety, and even just living through the parts of your life that you go through every day. And you know, and you can't compare one person's life to another person. I mean, you can, but people are suffering as they go through life because somebody says, well, that's just a little problem because look at the problems I have. Every problem is big to you, all right? And that's okay. But you're going through and you're hitting these points. And you're hitting these points of how am I going to deal with this? And there's fear involved with it. There's suffering that's just plain fear. Like, I know that this is coming up. I know this pain that I've got to face is coming up in this race. I know that I've got this conversation with somebody that I need to have, which I really don't want to have. I know that I screwed up and... Well, let's say you didn't file your taxes. You still got a week, but let's say you don't file your taxes and you know the consequences of that are coming up. Or, I don't know, you stay out late too long and you know the consequences are coming at when you get home or when you get to work or whatever it is. How are you going to deal with that? Are you going to run away from it? Or are you going to seek to escape? Are you going to give up on that aura a little bit and try to let the pain be less? And then what do? Then we, what some people say, self-medicate. We kind of try to find our own escape to it. Is that the answer? These 40 days of Lent, we come and we confess our sins, and it's like, we're actually coming and we're saying in our lives, yeah, I've got this suffering. I've got this pain. I've got this sin that I'm actually going to face that sin. And I'm going to take it to the cross. And I'm going to be honest with God. And I'm going to say that's the fight response. Because you're facing what stands in front of you. You're facing what the truth that's been stripped out of all of those lies that we tell ourselves and all of those lies that Satan tells us. We stand before God truthfully. And God looks at us. Standing there naked before him in all our pain and all our anguish, looking up at him we ask for His mercy, and He gives it. He gives it through His Son, Jesus Christ. And Paul says, strain for that. Wait for that. As you go through this season of Lent, and it seems very penitential, look at the finish line. The finish line is the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we celebrate on Easter. That's our resurrection. That's what He's promising us. That's what our finish line is. My senior year in college, my last race, I was rowing with a bunch of guys I'd rowed with for 4 years. And I'd love to tell you that we won first place. It was a victory. But we finished third. And we were rowing as hard as we could. And I will tell you that I knew that every one of those guys was giving it their all. Even though there were two crews ahead of us, we were straining for that finish line with every ounce that we could muster. Not because we were going to win. But we were not going to leave that boat without having given it our all that day. And I knew that those guys were suffering as much as I was. Not for first place, but because we were in it together. You're in it with Christ together. You know that He suffered it all for you and for me. When you and I are going through whatever it is that feels like needles being stuck into our legs and pain, the pain that we go through in our life, and we're wondering, am I going to be the one that gives up, gives in to the fear, gives in to the pain, and kind of eases off and quits? You know that Christ didn't give up. He was faithful to the end, to that end, even death on a cross, for you. He goes through your life with you. And I don't just mean 40 days of Lent, I mean all of your life, and all of your suffering, and all of your pain, and all of your sin. Takes that upon Himself to the cross so that you get the same finish line He does, the resurrection to eternal life, the forgiveness of all those sins, the forgiveness of all those times when you're, and you are faking it all of your lies to everybody else that's been in the boat with you, except the one who knows. All of your lies to yourself, to justify yourself. All of those things that you think, okay, well, I can do it on my own. Or all those times where you think that you're good enough, but you're not. You know that when you're standing in front of the truth. All of that's forgiven. And the finish line is yours. Eternal life. And you don't win some little third place medal like we got. Which still means a lot to me, by the way. You win eternal life that lasts forever. Presence in front of the Holy One. Holy yourselves. That's what God gives you because of Jesus. So I urge you, these last 2 weeks of Lent, strain towards the goal, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because you know what is awaiting you at the finish line. In Jesus' name, amen.